The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter Number 6, Text Number 19, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on May 17th, 2016, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Yashoda.
Rahanibhyam
Tha Samam Balashya Sarvata Raksham Vidadire Samyak Go Pucha Brahmana Adibhi Jashoda Rahanibhyam Tha
Samambalashya sarvata
Raksham vidadire samyag
Gopucha brahmanadibhi
Yashoda rohini bhyamtha Samambalashya sarvata
Raksham vidadhire samyag
Kopuccha brahmanadhibhi Yashoda rohini bhyamtha Samambalashya sarvata
Raksham vidadhire samyag
Gopuccha brahmanadhibhi Yashoda rohinibhyam
With Mother Yashoda and Mother Rohini,
who principally took charge of the child,
the other gopis.
Samam.
Equally as important as Yashoda and Rohini.
Balashya.
Of the child.
Vaiko.
Sarvata.
From all dangers. Nuo visų pavojų.
Raksham. Protection.
Apsauga.
Vidadhire.
Executed. Užtikrino.
Samyak. Completely.
Visapusiška.
Gopuccha brahmana adibhi. By waving around the switch of a cow.
Aplink jį mojuodamos karvės uodegos galu.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Thereafter, Mother Yashoda and Rohini, along with the other elderly gopis, waved about the switch of a cow to give full protection to the child Sri Krishna. Purport. When Krishna was saved from such a danger, such a great danger, Mother Yashoda and Rohini were principally concerned, and the other elderly gopis who were almost equally concerned, followed the activities of Mother Yashoda and Rohini. Here we find that in household affairs, ladies could take charge of protecting a child simply by taking help from the cow. As described here, they knew how to wave about the switch of a cow so as to protect the child from all types of danger. There are so many facilities afforded by cow protection,
that people had forgotten these arts. The importance of protecting cows is therefore stressed by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, Rishi Gorakshavani Jam Vaishakarma Svababajam. Even now in the Indian villages surrounding Vrindavan, the villagers live happily simply by giving protection to the cow. They keep cow dung very carefully and dry, use it as fuel. They keep a sufficient stock of grains, and because of giving protection to the cows, they have sufficient milk and milk products to solve all economic problems. Simply by giving protection to the cow, the villagers live so peacefully. Even the urine and stool of cows have medicinal value. So, this verse is making it very clear how important it is to protect the cows. Here, the cow is being used to protect Krishna. Of course, it is ultimately Krishna who is protecting the cows. But in the mood of loving ecstasy, taking Krishna as their child, the gopis are utilizing the cows to protect Krishna. Here we see protection is going two ways. By protecting the cow, then we also become protected. Any society which abuses the cows will face so many calamities. Just like in the U.S. during Prabhupada's time, there was the Vietnam War. So many young American boys went to the slaughterhouse of Vietnam and were killed. Actually, the government wanted to send me also to Vietnam. But I intensely prayed to the Lord for protection, and he got me off the hook. So many cows are being slaughtered in the slaughterhouses. So many mothers were being killed, the other cow, you see. So if you kill your mother in the slaughterhouse, then your sons also must be slaughtered. That is the karma law. So it is still going on. They are slaughtering the cows all over the world. The mother is being killed. Now the sons will also be killed on the battlefield. So if we can simply give proper protection to the cow, we can put a stop to all war on this planet. This planet is currently being ravaged by war in so many places of the world. It's a horrible, nightmarish condition of this planet. Because we are putting our mothers through the nightmare in the slaughterhouse. We have turned the whole world into a nightmarish slaughterhouse. So in this way, if we can understand the law of karma, and learn how to harmonize ourselves with God, then we can have peace and prosperity throughout the entire world. Bhaktaram jagatapasam sarvaloka maheshvaram suhridam sarvabhutanam gyatvamam shantam richtati. Krishna says, only one who knows me is the supreme enjoyer, owner and friend can have peace, nobody else.
Ir čia sako, tik tas, kuris mane pažįsta kaip aukščiausiai besimėgauti, visą ko savininką ir draugą, tik tas turės ramybę.
So in this way we must understand who is Krishna.
Taigi mes turim suprasti, kas yra Krishna.
Krishna is not a Hindu myth.
Krishna tai ne Hindu mitas.
He is as real as reality itself.
Jis yra kaip realybė realus.
Because reality itself is nothing but his manifestation.
Nes realybė išeina iš Krishnos.
Everything exists because Krishna wills for it to exist.
Viskas egzistuoja tik todėl, nes Krishna nori, kad tai egzistuotų.
Someone asks, where does Krishna come from?
Ir manęs kartais klausė, o iš kur Krishna ateina?
Krishna comes from himself, he is self-manifested.
Krishna pats iš savęs išeina, jisai yra save apreiškinti.
Someone may ask, well, why is he there?
Kažkas gali paklausti, kodėl Krishna yra.
The answer is, because he wants to be.
Atsakymas yra, nes Krishna nori būti.
So, we have to understand then how we can harmonize ourselves with Krishna.
Taigi, turime suprasti, kaip atkurti harmoniją su Krishna.
Since everything exists by dint of his desire for it to exist.
Kadangi jau viskas, kas egzistuoja, egzistuoja būtent dėl jo noro.
Including our very selves.
Įskaitant ir mūsų pačius.
We exist simply because Krishna has a desire to expand his own loving relationships.
Mes egzistuojam tik todėl, kad Krishna norėjo praplėsti savo meilės santykius.
So if you want to know what is the purpose of your existence,
jeigu norite žinoti, kokia jūsų egzistencijos prasmė,
the purpose of your existence is to have a loving relationship with Krishna or God.
Jūsų egzistencijos tikslas yra turėti meilės santykius su Krishna arba Dievu.
If you do not fully absorb your life in loving Krishna,
jeigu jūs nepasineriat pilnai savo santykius su Dievu,
it's like cutting your finger off of your body.
Tai yra tas pas, kas nusipjauti pirštą nuo savo kūno.
Krishna is like the body and you are like the finger.
Krishna yra kūnas, jūs esat pirštas.
So you must be connected with the body.
Taigi, turit būt prisijungęs prie kūno.
That is your healthy condition.
Tai yra sveika padėtis.
You must be connected with Krishna.
Turit turėti ryšį su Krishna.
That is your healthy condition.
Tai yra sveika, natūrali padėtis.
If you're not connected with Krishna,
jeigu neturit ryšio su Krishna,
you are in a diseased, unhealthy condition.
Jūs sergat, esat ligonis.
So the process of bhakti yoga is a system of reconnecting the disconnected living entity with Krishna.
Taigi bhakti yoga reiškiasi prijungti, sujungti atsijungusias gyvasias būtybės nuo Krishnos.
The very Sanskrit word yoga actually means to connect.
Pats sanskrito žodis yoga reiškia sujungti.
Just like in English the word yoga comes as the word yoke, which means that which connects.
Ir anglų kalbų irgi žodis toks yra yok, kuris reiškia jungti.
So you have to yoke yourself with Krishna.
Taigi turite sujungti save su Krishna.
By accepting his orders as your very life and soul.
Priimdami jo nurodymus kaip savo gyvenimo sielą.
In this way, by full connection with Krishna,
tokiu būdu turėdami pilną ryšį su Krishna,
you come back to your natural, healthy condition as a liberated being.
Jūs būsite sveika, gyva būtybė.
Situated far, far beyond the modes of material nature.
Ir būste anapus trijų materialios gamtos gūnų.
Situated far, far beyond the cycle of birth and death.
Būste toli nuo gimimo ir mirties rato.
Fully absorbed in loving relationship with Krishna.
Pilnai pasinėrė meilės santykius su Krishna.
So, my dear devotees,
taigi, brangus atsidavusiai,
I beg you,
prašau jūs,
please do not cheat yourselves.
Prašau, neapgavinėkite savęs.
By not being connected with Krishna.
Neturėdami ryšio su Krishna.
And please don't cheat yourselves.
Neapgavinėkite savęs.
By being partially connected with Krishna.
Tik truputėlį bendraudami su Krishna.
You will not taste the full nectar.
Jūs neragausite pilno nektaro.
You will not be satisfied.
Nebūsite patenkinti.
Until you fully connect yourself with Krishna.
Kol pilnai neatkursite ryšį su Krishna.
Ahaitakiya pratiyata yayatma supersedati. Unless one is absorbed 24/7 in unmotivated devotional service, they will not be satisfied.
Kol žmogus nebus pasinėręs 24 valandas per parą, nemotivuotam tarnystėm Krishna.
So you have to you have to be very introspective.
Todėl mes turime būti introspektyvus.
And see in what way am I not fully surrendering to Krishna.
Ir pastebėti, kokiu būdu aš neatsiduodu Krishnai.
What is my defect?
Kokie yra mano defektai?
And what way am I not fully surrendering to Krishna?
Kokiu būdu aš pilnai neatsiduodu Krishnai?
Because that is the source of our anxiety.
Nes būtent tai ir yra mūsų problemų šaltinis.
In whatever way we are not fully surrendered to Krishna.
Visi tie būdai, kuriais aš neatsiduodu Krishna.
We have to look deep into our hearts and see what is it in me that's not fully surrendered to Krishna yet.
Turime žvelgti giliai savo širdį ir atrasti juos.
That is our diseased condition.
Tai ir yra mūsų liga.
And then we have to see how can I conquer that part of me which does not want to surrender to Krishna.
Ir tada turime matyti, kaip man nugalėti šitus savo trūkumus.
And once we see what that is, then we have to diligently work on it until finally it's fully conquered.
Ir kai juos matom, turim sistematiškai kovoti, kol pilnai juos nugalėsim tuos savo trūkumus.
In other words, Krishna consciousness means buddhi yoga.
Krishna sąmonė reiškia buddhi yoga.
The yoga of the intelligence.
Tai yra intelekto yoga.
Don't be a fool to cause yourself misery.
Nebūkite kvailys ir neverskite savęs kentėti.
Why would you want to punish yourself?
Kodėl jūs save baudžiate?
By holding on to material desires.
Laikydamiesi materialių troškimų.
This is not intelligence.
Tai nėra išmintinga.
This is foolishness.
Tai yra absoliučiai kvaila.
One should use their intelligence.
Žmogus turėtų naudoti intelektą.
Get free of all the doubts.
Kad išsivaduoti nuo abejonių.
This was the very sound piece of advice given to me by Vishnujana Swami.
Vishnujana Swami man davė būtent tokį patarimą.
He said, you must inquire until all your doubts are destroyed.
Jis sakė, tu turi klausti tol, kol neliks abejonių.
You may wonder, well, how intelligent was that advice?
Ir galim pagalvoti, koks išmintingas tai buvo patarimas.
But I can tell you this.
Galiu jums pasakyti.
After Vishnujana Swami told me that,
po to, kai Vishnujana Swami
Prabhupada then told me, gave me an instruction. He said, you have been trained up under the expert guidance of His Holiness Vishnujana Swami. So who could ask for anything better than that? Prabhupada personally told me that I had received expert training from Vishnujana Swami. Prabhupada so much appreciated his preaching. When I was in Los Angeles, there was an initiation ceremony. Prabhupada initiating so many disciples. And instead of Prabhupada giving the lecture, he had Vishnujana Swami give the lecture. I was really proud. Ah, Prabhupada's having him give a lecture. So, this is very good advice.
Taigi, tai labai geras patarimas.
You have to see what doubts are there in my heart.
Turi žiūrėti, kokios abejonės yra mano širdy.
About this process of full surrender to Krishna.
Apie šitą procesą pilnai atsiduot Krishna.
Then you have to inquire and inquire and inquire until all your doubts are wiped out.
Ir tada turit klausti, klausti, kol nebeliks abejonių.
And that will make you solidly fixed in Krishna consciousness.
Tai padės jums įsitvirtinti Krishna sąmonėje.
Pakka Vaishnava.
Būti labai rimtu Vaishnava.
Fixed up devotee. Fixed up devotee.
Įsitvirtinusi Vaishnava.
That's called Nishta stage.
Tai yra vadinama Nishta
pakopa. Nishta is a very desirable platform to achieve.
Nishta, tai yra labai trokštama platforma, kurią mes norime.
In the Nishta stage, all of your dirt is practically finished. 99.9% gone.
Ir nirštas pakopoje beveik visas purvas, 99% yra ištirpęs.
Very solidly fixed.
Jūs labai tvirtai įsitvirtinęs.
After that, once you reach the nishta stage, it's very easy to advance in Krishna consciousness.
Ir nuo tos pakopos labai lengva toliau tobulėti Krishna sąmonėje.
It's like when sometimes we preach, once a year we preach in Santiago, Chile, and then in Mendoza, Argentina.
Vieną kartą metuose mes pamokslavome Čilėje ir Argentinoje.
And in between those two cities, there's a huge range, the Andes Mountains.
Ir tarp šių dviejų miestų yra milžiniškas kalnas.
So, if you were to take a bicycle to ride between Santiago and Mendoza,
ir jeigu su dviračiu važiuotumėt iš Santiago į Mendozą,
you would take many, many days to make the journey.
Reikėtų daug dienų minti pedalus.
Going up, up those mountains, pedaling up.
Reikėtų kilti kalną, sunkiai minti pedalus.
You see? But once you get to the top, then you just gliding down.
Bet kai tik tai užvažiuotumėt iki viršūnės, tai leistumėtės be jokių pastangų.
So once you get to the Nista stage, it's just like gliding down.
Tik jau pasiekėme Nistos pakopą, tai panašiai kaip leistis dviračiu.
So we have to work very hard to get to that stage, the Nista stage.
Taigi reikia sunkiai dirbti, kad pasiekti šią Nistos pakopą.
That's after all the energies are completely gone. There's no more lust, no more anger, no more greed.
Pykčio, gobšumo, pavydo.
Almost nil, everything is gone.
Beveik nelieka šių visų trūkumų.
So in this way, if we are very, very intensely desiring,
taigi, jeigu mes labai intensyviai trokštame,
we're very greedy to achieve pure devotional service,
mes labai gopšus pasiekti tyrą atsitimo tarnystę,
then Krishna will help us.
Krishna mums padės.
And this is actually the insider secret,
tai yra iš tikrųjų vidinė paslaptis,
of how to become the pure devotee.
Kaip tapti tyrą atsidavusiu.
You have to be intensely greedy for it.
Reikia turėti begalinį gopšumą, norą pasiekti tai.
We found the verse by Rupa Goswami.
Rupa Goswami mokomis.
Bhakti rasamrit, what is it?
Krishna
bhakti. No, it's slipping the mind again.
Krishna bhakti
rasabhavita amati kriyatam yadi katopalabhyate tattala yang apimuyamikalam janmakoti sukridayanalabhyate. Pure devotional service in Krishna consciousness is very rarely achieved. Pure devotional service is achieved by even after many millions of lifetimes one cannot achieve it. That's how rare it is.
Net per milijonus metų žmogus negali jos pasiekti.
But for one who is intensely greedy,
bet tam, kuris intensyviai trokšta jos,
to achieve it, you see, that is the price.
Tai yra kaina.
Lalyam, intense greed.
Intensyvus noras.
That's how you can achieve it, by being intensely greedy to get it.
Tokiu būdu jūs galite ją gauti.
And then Rupa Goswami says, if it's available somewhere, you must purchase it without delay.
Rupa Goswami sako, jeigu tik kur nors yra pasiekimo, reikia tuštų.
So, where do you get pure devotional service?
Kur gauti tyrą atsidavimo tarnystę?
You get pure devotional service from somebody who has pure devotional service.
Ja galima gauti iš to, kas jie turi.
That's where you get it.
Ten ir galim gauti.
We have to find that merchant who is selling it for the price of intense greed.
Reikia rasti tą pardavėją, kuris priekiauja tyrą atsidavimo tarnystę už intensyvų troškimą.
And then become very greedy, and then that will be the purchase price by which you can procure it from the pure devotee.
Taigi reikia surasti tyrą atsidavusį ir didelio troškimo dėka nusipirkti tai.
This is how our movement is taken off like a rocket all over the world.
Taip, mūsų judėjimas šovė viršų, kaip prakėta.
One pure devotee came giving us this pure devotional service for the price of intense greed.
Atėjo vienas yra susidavęs ir davė mums yra atsidavimo tarnystę, pardavė.
And by this same method of intense greed,
ir to pat metodo dėka,
gradually the whole universe will be inundated with Krishna bhakti.
Visa visata bus paskendusi Krishna bhakti.
So you need to do your part.
Taigi, jums belieka atlikti savo dalį.
You should all become intensely greedy for pure devotional service.
Turite įgyti didžiulį norą pasiekti tyrą atsidavimo tarnystę.
So are there any questions?
Taigi, kokių turit klausimų?
Norėjau paklausti, jūs nudžienas sakė, kad reikia klausti, kol nebeliks abejonių. Bet jeigu yra momentų, kai nėra ko klausti, kuo gali pasitikėti.
Ar kai nėra ko klausti, ar tu nepasitikė to, ko gali klausti?
Ko nepasitikė to, ko...
Ką daryti, kai nepasitikė? Klausimas.
Taip.
You mentioned that we have to ask until our intelligence will be satisfied. But what to do in this case if you have no trust?
So, if one has no trust that somebody can even answer your question, so to destroy your doubts, then what do you do then?
Taigi, jeigu mes nepasitikim, kad kažkas gali atsakyti mūsų klausimą, tai ką tada daryti?
Let me ask you this. Why are you asking me this question?
Noriu tavęs paklausti, kodėl tu klausi šitą klausimą?
You have any trust in me to give an answer that will help you?
Ar tu pasitiki, kad aš galiu atsakyti šitą klausimą?
Tai aš nesprantu, ar jūsų klausimas, kad nepasitikit, ar klausimas, kad nėra paklausti.
Jūs mokytų pasitikit, bet...
Tu aš man norėjau paklausti, kad būna momentu,
kad
atsakymų nėra.
Šalia esančių.
Bet čia kitas, kitoks klausimas.
Tai aš būtent to norėjau.
Nėra paklausti.
And so he has different questions. I maybe translated wrongly. His question is what to do if you want to ask, but there is no who to ask.
There's no one to ask.
Not available someone you can ask.
Then you should find that person who can, you should go seeking that person who is, actually, I can tell you this, if you're eager to get the absolute truth revealed to you, Krishna will send that person to you who can destroy all your doubts. You have, simply you have to have that intense eagerness, tattalayam, an intense greed is all you need. If you have that, Krishna will send you the person who can destroy all your doubts.
Atsakymas yra toks, kad jeigu turėsi intensyvų troškimą, tai Krishna tau atsiūs tokią asmenybę, kuri sunaikins visas tavo abejonės. Taigi atsakymas reikia turėti intensyvų troškimą.
Ultimate sacrifice is impossible.
Yra pasiekimi ultimate self-realization kursas.
How do they get it? www.joincourse.com. Or www.backtohome.com.
Arba backtohome.com.
The whole world is welcome to come and we'll destroy all your doubts.
Mes kviečiam visą pasaulį prisijungti ir esam pasiruošę sunaikinti jūsų abejonės.
Next.
Kitas klausimas.
Tokį klausimą norėjau užduoti. Kaip pastebėti tos defektus, kurie pilnai trukdo atsiduoti Krišnai, nes kartais būna situacijų, kai tos situacijos tave kažko moko, arba jos yra nepalankios. Tai kaip atskirti, kad nu, ta situacija kažko moko ir reikia ją priimti, kokia jinai yra, ar tiesiog reikia atmesti tai ir priimti tai, kai tas, kas nepalanku atsiduoti.
Sometimes we are in particular situation and how to know if we have to learn something from this situation or we just have to understand that this is not favorable and we have to avoid this situation.
How do I know if some situation is favorable or unfavorable? Whether I should stay there and try to learn something, or I should get out of it. You have to see, is this situation helping me to become more Krishna conscious, or is it taking away from my Krishna consciousness? That's how you have to judge.
Reikia žiūrėti, ar ta padėtis padeda man tapti Krishna sąmoningu, ar trukdo. Ir pagal tai vertinti.
Something is helping you to be Krishna conscious, that's where you need to be. Something is taking away your Krishna consciousness, you should avoid that.
Jeigu kažkas padeda man būti Krishna sąmoningu, reikia tai priimti. O jeigu kažkas ne, tai reikia tai atmesti.
Let's say I'm a butcher.
Pavyzdžiui, aš esu mėsininkas.
So that's not favorable for my Krishna consciousness.
Ir tai nepalanku mano Krishna sąmonė.
I should get another occupation.
Taigi reikėtų susirasti kitą darbą.
So you have to see what is favorable for your Krishna consciousness. Now you do, and what is not favorable, you avoid doing.
Reikia žiūrėti, kas palanku, tą priim, kas nepalanku, tą atmest.
Does that answer your question?
Bet tarkim, kaip būna, kaip pats sprendi pagal save tą situaciją, kadangi esi toks nelabai mąstantis smarkiai, tai tada gali nuspręsti klaidingai, tai ką tokiu atveju reikia daryti.
But sometimes when we judging ourselves, we can make a mistake, so what to do in this case?
Ask a senior devotee.
Tai reikia paklaus vyresniųjų.
Ask the spiritual master.
Paklaus dvasinio mokytojo.
That's why we have association.
Dėl to mes ir turime santykius.
The weak devotees should take help from the senior, the stronger devotees.
Atsidavęs turi priimti prieglausį pas vyresniuosius.
That's the whole point of ISKCON.
Tai yra visa ISKCON esmė.
It's a family.
Tai yra šeima.
You have so many family members, you can ask their help.
Mes čia turime tiek daug šeimos narių ir galim prašyti jų pagalbos.
Okay, now we have a question from the internet.
Dabar turime klausimą iš interneto.
Neha. Let's see, is there anybody before Neha?
No.
Neha has a, okay, Neha has a question. My question is, we know that we should surrender to Krishna, but we find it difficult to surrender, so what should we do?
Klausimas yra, mes žinom, kad reikia atsiduoti Krishnai, bet sunku labai jam atsiduoti. Ką daryti?
If you find it difficult to surrender to Krishna, then you should take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master.
Tai reikia kreiptis į dvasinį mokytoją.
Because Krishna, we don't see Krishna, he's far, far away in the spiritual world.
Krishna yra toli dvasiniam pasaulyje.
We don't have the eyes to see him, even though he's present here.
Mes netgi, kai Krishna čia yra, negalim jo matyti.
But we can see the spiritual master.
Bet dvasinį mokytoją matyti galime.
So when that's why it's recommended to surrender to a bona fide spiritual master.
Dėl to rekomenduojama atsiduoti dvasiniam mokytojui.
Because that makes the process much, much easier.
Nes tai padaro procesą daug lengvesnį.
Okay, now the next question, and we'll take one locally here. David. David Das. Another one coming in. All right, but I'm just going to flip back and forth between local and... All right, we'll take a local question.
Tai man klausimas yra, kaip išsiugdyti tą nuotaiką, kurią, pavyzdžiui, Prabhupada turėjo, kad jis visą laiką savo visus rezultatus skirdavo mokytojų savo dvasinį, ką jis pasiekdavo ir plus visą laik melsdavosi, prašydavo tos malonės. Tai kaip vat, būti to visą laik nuotaikai, tos malonės prašymo nuotaikai.
How to develop such mood that always be dependent on Krishna and always whatever you achieve, understand that this is a Krishna mercy.
What was the second half of the question?
That you, whatever you achieve, you understand that this is a mercy of Krishna, not your own.
You have to train yourself to see everything through the eyes of Scripture, not your mental concoctions.
Reikia išmokti viską matyti šventraščio akimis.
Shastra chakshus. You have to, by studying these books, hearing the philosophy very attentively, always see everything through the eyes of the books, and then you'll be properly situated.
Labai dėmesingai studijuojant šias knygas, reikia išmokti matyti šventraščio akimis.
You have to understand one thing.
Turi vieną dalyką suprasti.
Your mind is a rascal.
Protas yra niekšas.
So don't see things through the perspective of the mind.
Taigi reikia nematyti per protą perspektyvą.
You have to intelligently see everything through the perspective of the scriptures.
Turi išmintingai viską žvelgti per šventraščio akis.
Now we have a question from Ananda Vardana coming from Australia.
Dabar iš Australijos klausimas iš Ananda Vardanas.
Is it that we should not ask questions and not bother one's guru because he is busy preaching and considering his physical health and time?
Ar teisinga, kad mes neturėtume užduoti varginančių klausimų mokytojui, nes jisai yra užsiėmęs, pamokslauja ir tai gali jo sveikatai pakenkti?
I don't want to bother my spiritual master, he's so busy.
Nenoriu savo mokytojo trukdyti, jis toks užsiėmęs.
So I'll just go ahead and fall into Maya then. But that's even a bigger botheration if you fall into Maya. If you take birth again in the material world, the spiritual master has to also take birth again. So even though you may have to take his time to bring your troubles to him and explain the difficulties and he has to hear you and take his time solving them, that's a much less of a imposition on him than you're falling into Maya and taking birth again.
Tai net jeigu reikėtų mokti laiko sugaišti, tai mažiau jūs problemų mokytojai sukeltumėt klausdamas klausimų, negu puldamas į Maya ir priversdamas mokytoją vėl gimti.
Besides that, the spiritual master actually, it's his happiness to give protection to those who are in need.
O iš tikrųjų, tai mokytojai yra džiaugsmas suteikti prieglobstį tiem, kam jo reikia.
That is his joy.
Tai jo džiaugsmas.
Actually, especially those who have been taken initiation from him.
Ypatingai tie, kurie priėmė iniciaciją iš mokytojo.
And they are very dear to him, just like his dear as his own heart.
Jie yra labai brangus jam, kaip jo pačio širdis.
So one should definitely approach one's guru if one's having difficulty.
Taigi, jeigu kažkas turi problemų, būtinai turi kreiptis į mokytoją.
Local.
This is a question I'm adding to.
Okay.
One should not bother guru is unnecessary. My this and my that. It's an urgent question they can ask always. Otherwise, they should a little bit concerned.
Yeah.
Toks yra papildymas, kad jeigu mano klausimas nėra mirtinos svarbos, tai be reikalo tikrai nereikėtų mokytojo trikdyti. Jeigu tikrai yra labai rimtas klausimas.
It's like somebody wrote me, it's like someone wrote me the other day saying that I need money. Tell me how I can get money.
Kaip kažkas man parašė ir paklausė, kaip man uždirbti pinigus.
Okay, let's see. Any local questions? Yes.
So, as I understand, we should very intensely pray that Krishna would engage us in his pure devotional service and don't worry about anything else, that Krishna will take the best care of us. So, I'm thinking that should we also pray for other living beings, that Krishna would engage them in his pure devotional service and then trust in Krishna, that Krishna knows the best how to do it, and should we pray for others also intensely, or should we just pray for ourselves?
Supratau, mes turime intensyviai melstis Krišnos, kad jisai mūsų žimtų tirasi demontalystę, bet ar mes turime melstis dėl kitų gyvų būtybių?
Svastijas tu vašvaša kala prasidytam, dejanti būtani šivang matodaja, manasčia badžam badžetam madokšidai nevešitam nometarapja haitiki. This is a prayer given in the Bhagavatam, I think Prahlad Maharaj.
Prahlad Maharaj meldėsi taip Bhagavatam.
He prays like this. He says, may there be good fortune throughout the entire universe. And may all envious persons become pacified. Let everyone become calm by practicing bhakti yoga. Because by engaging in devotional service, they will think of each other's welfare. Therefore, let us all engage in the service of the Supreme Transcendence, Lord Sri Krishna. And always remain absorbed in thoughts of Him. So here we see Prahlad Maharaj, he is not only praying for himself, he is praying for all living
entities.
Prabhupada has told us we should pray the prayers of the great acharyas. So Prabhupada's answer is yes, you must pray for the deliverance not only of yourself, but you must pray for the deliverance of all living entities from this material world.
And
so I recommend memorizing that prayer. I think it's
518.9.
Svastiyastu vishvasha kala prasididam. I say that prayer often.
Dažnai šitą maldą sakau.
Next.
Kitos klausimas.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. Aš turiu keletą klausimą, jeigu malonėtumėt atsakyti. Vienas klausimas yra apie alkoholį, kuris yra labai didelė bėda šitam pasaulyje. Ir man vienas atsidavęs pasakojo, kad viena moteris jam parašė kelis laiškus, kuriuose rašė apie savo labai stipriai gerintį vyrą. Ir jinai meldžiasi, jinai gavo atsidavusių palaiminimus, jinai stengiasi jį pamaitinti prasadu, bet ilgą laiką situacija nesikeičia. Gal galėtų ką nors praktiškai patarti, kokia galėtų būti išeitis?
I have two questions. One question is that one devotee has a big problem with her husband because he's drinking alcohol. And she's praying for him, and she's giving prasada. Maybe you have some practical guidance how to help him to get out from alcohol.
Yeah. Srila Prabhupada said, if the drunkard will think that the taste of the wine is Krishna, and he becomes the greatest yogi.
Srila Prabhupada mokė, kad jeigu gerintis žmogus pagalvos, kad vynas ateina iš Krišnos, ir skonis vyno ateina iš Krišnos, tai taps didžiu jogu.
So you can say, my dear husband, do you enjoy the taste of wine?
Taigi, jinai gali kreiptis, brangus vyre, ar patinka tau gerti vyną?
Oh, yes, I love the wine very much.
Taip, man vynas patinka.
Then, my dear husband, kindly remember, every time you drink wine, that the taste of the wine is Krishna.
Taigi, brangus vyre, prisimink gerdamas vyną kiekvieną kartą, kad vyno skonis yra Krishna.
This is Prabhupada's advice.
Tai yra šilas Prabhupada's patarimas.
So in this way, you give up the liquor drinking. You'll find that remembering Krishna is more intoxicating and more exhilarating than drinking this liquor. Next.
Kitas klausimas.
Šila Prabhupada sakė, kad 16 ratų mes turėtume kartoti. Ar tai reiškia, kad mes neturėtume siekti daugiau ir likusį laiką skirti jo knygoms skaityti, nes kad jas išstudijuot žmogaus gyvenimo neužtenka?
Prabhupada said that we have to chant 16 rounds. Does it mean...
At least 16 rounds.
Bent 16 ratų.
Dar vienas, gal juokingas toks klausimas bus... Pastaruoju metu, kokį pusmetį pastarai, mane kankina košmariški sapnai. Nuolat įvairūs burtininkai kažkokie sapnuose, šmėklos, reiškia, įvairūs vaiduokliai. Ir praėjusią naktį kažkokia psichiatrinė ligoninė, mirties zona kažkokia, šmėklos skraidančios. Kiekvieną kartą aš jau įpratau, kad pradedu kartot mahamantrą sapnuose. Ir manęs reiškia, nieko man nepadaro. Bet ar reikėtų kreipti kokį nors dėmesį apskritai tuos sapnus? Aš tiesiog...
Last half year I am dreaming nightmares. And during this bad dreams I am learned to chant mantra and I am protected. Should I take some attention to this dreams or what I should do?
Actually, we're all living in a nightmare right now. This material world is a bad nightmare.
Šitas pasaulis yra blogas košmaras.
So whether we're awake or asleep, we're having one big nightmare. All of us having big nightmares.
Taigi, ar miegam, ar pabudęsim, visi esam košmarai.
So better chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Get out of this nightmare as soon as possible.
Todėl geriau kartu Hare Krishna ir iš šito košmaro kiek įmanoma greičiau ištraukti.
Okay, let's see what's next here.
Sachinandana.
Who?
Sachinandana.
Sachinandana. From Delhi.
How to defeat Ritvik philosophy?
How to defeat Ritvik philosophy?
Someone has convinced the base in charge that Prabhupada is the only guru.
Someone has convinced the one in charge of the center that they made him a Ritvik and he's in charge of the center.
Kaip nugalėti Ritviko filosofiją? Vienas žmogus, kuris atsakingas už centrą, mane įtikino, kad tik Prabhupada gali būti dvasinis mokytojas.
Someone may say, Prabhupada is the only guru.
Kažkas sako, Prabhupada tik tai yra guru.
Actually, this reminds me, we heard one lecture in Bombay.
Bombay, mes girdėjom vieną paskaitą.
Now it's called Mumbai.
Mumbai.
The devotee said, you should only hear from Prabhupada. And I was thinking, well, why are we hearing from him then? So Simon, Prabhupada is the only one who can give teachings. He's the only guru. Okay, then shut your damn mouth, rascal. Follow your own philosophy. Guru means the one who gives teachings. So if you say that Prabhupada is the only one who can teach, that is a teaching. So you should shut your damn mouth, you're a hypocrite. You see the solution, yeah. Prabhupada actually told us in Los Angeles, he said, he said, become guru and deliver the whole world.
Los Angeles, Prabhupada sakė, tapk guru ir išvaduok.
If Prabhupada is guru and he is the authority over his disciples,
jeigu Prabhupada yra guru,
then his disciples must obey him, isn't it?
Tai mokiniai turi jo klausyti.
He ordered his disciples become guru.
Jis nurodė savo mokiniams tapti guru.
So if someone says Prabhupada is the only guru, they're a complete idiot. They don't know even the first thing about Prabhupada's teachings. Am I right or wrong?
Ar aš klystu?
Right.
Okay. Next question.
Kitas klausimas.
Yeah.
Madri.
Who?
Madri.
Oh, Madri? Okay, Madri. I can see my anartas popping up every second. She's pretty good. She's pretty Krishna conscious to be able to see her and recognize her anartas every second. We have to pray to become as advanced as she is. And my mind is feeding my anartas is like putting ghee on the fire. I can recognize this, but I can't overcome this and act like a devotee. Please tell me under such circumstances how I have to act so I don't forget Krishna.
Aš matau savo anartas kiekvieną akimirką, mano protas jas maitina, ir aš nesugebu su jomis susidoroti. Prašau patarkit, kaip man tinkamai elgtis, kad galėčiau prisiminti Krishna.
Just like, for example,
pavyzdžiui,
someone may have some lusty thought of sex pleasure. And instead of immediately spitting on it and kicking it out, you decide to go a little deeper into it. Put a little more ghee in the fire. And a little more ghee. And a little more ghee. You start fantasizing some sexual act. A little more ghee, a little more ghee, a little more ghee. And you become lustier and lustier and lustier. So what's the solution? It's immediately spit on it. Remembering our great Acharya, Jamunacharya. Yadabadi mamacheta Krishna padaravinde Nava nava rasa damunyatarantu masit tadavati battanari sangamesma yamani pavati mukushushti nashtiva namcha. Ever since I've been engaged in the transcendental loving service of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, tasting sweeter and sweeter pleasure in that service, whenever my mind reverts back to my previous sinful activities of illicit sex, my lips curl with distaste and I immediately spit on the thought.
Mano lūpas susiraukė ir aš spjaunu į tą mintį.
So you have to be a good spitter.
Taigi reikia žmogų gerai spjaudyti.
When your mind ventures into the realm called lust.
Kai tik tai jūsų protas patenka į geismo spąstus.
Immediately spit on it.
Iškart spjauti.
Get the damn thing out. If you give in, it says, if you give Maya an inch, she'll take a mile. If you give her a mile, she'll take the whole universe. So don't give in when Maya attacks you with some lusty, angry, or greedy thought.
Taigi nepasiduokite, kai Maja puola su geisminga, pikta ar kitokia negatyvė mintim.
Immediately spit on the thought.
Iš karto spjaukite.
Get out of here, you damn rascal. You're not welcome in my mind, sorry.
Sorry, mano prote to vietos nėra.
Go to the karmis next door, you can bother them, but don't bother me with your lust, anger, and greed. Okay, anybody? Right? Yeah? Who?
Sridhar.
Sridhar from Delhi.
Asking the shloka number for Krishna Prasabha Pavitamati.
The first one? It's Pajavali 14. That's the actual place. It's Rupa Goswami is what's called Pajavali. It's a collection of verses. It's the 14th verse in Pajavali. And it's also quoted in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. I don't remember where, but if you send me an email, Sridhar, I will send you the exact place you can find it in the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Find it.
Huh?
He can find it.
He can find it.
Yes. Just let him know that it's in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He can write it.
You can search for it in the Veda base. Try typing Padavali 14, Padavali 14, Narapali Phalatam. Okay, next question. Yeah.
Norėjau paklausti, minėjot, kad jeigu sekat nurodymų paramparos, tai neklystat, kaip, pavyzdžiui, laišką galima suprasti vienaip, atsakyti galima kitaip. Bet jeigu sekat, reiškia stobulai. Bet problema yra, kad pats klausytojas metuovas, ką jam daryti.
Pabandysiu pakartot, pasakyti, kad gerai supratau. Mokytojas sako, kad jeigu mokytojas seka Prabhupados nurodymais, tai jisai negali tada suklysti. Bet bėda ta, kad tas, kuris klauso mokytojo, yra netobulas ir jisai gali netinkamai supras, ką tada daryti. Taip?
You mentioned that if a spiritual master is following Prabhupada orders, then he could not make any mistake. But
because Prabhupada's orders are perfect.
But disciple...
Just by following... Prabhupada's orders are perfect, isn't it?
Prabhupada's nurodymai tobuli yra, taip?
So one is always following Prabhupada's orders, there's no mistake. If one deviates from the orders of the spiritual master, then there is mistake.
Okay. But the disciple is not perfect and he could understand wrongly what spiritual master wants to say.
Yes, so the disciple should become perfect then.
Mokinys irgi turi tapti tobulas.
Don't remain an imperfect rascal. You become perfect. That is your duty.
Okay. How to do it?
Intense greed.
So intensive troškimą.
Tattalayam. You have to be intensely greedy. So how do you express that greed? How do you manifest it?
Ir kaip tai pasireiškia?
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Intensely begging Krishna to give you perfect Krishna consciousness.
Intensyviai melisti Krishnas, kad jis duotų tobulą Krishna sąmonę.
You think Krishna is an impersonal stone?
Galvoju, kad Krishna tai besmenės akmuo.
Do you think he cannot gauge the intensity of or lack of intensity of your devotion? Krishna is fully, Krishna has known you for thousands and billions of lifetimes. He's in your heart. He's simply waiting for you to totally, intensely cry for his mercy.
Jis paprasčiausiai laukia, kada tu pradėsi intensyviai verkti jo
And if you do that, the floodgates will open up. You'll be, your heart will be inundated with pure bhakti.
Ir kai pradėsi tai daryti, šitie vartai atsidarys ir tave užtvindys
bhakti. It's a quality of how you chant Hare Krishna.
Tai yra kokybė, kaip mes Hare
Krishna. It all boils down to the intensity of the prayerful mood when you chant Hare Krishna.
Ir galų gale visa esmė yra mūsų intensyvumas maldavimo Krishnos malonės.
Any other questions? We have about one. This is the last one. Time is up.
Paskutinis klausimas. Mariju.
So, Gurudev, could you please tell us what is pure love?
Pure love means without any thought of getting something back in return.
Ką reiškia tai yra meilė? Tai yra meilė reiškia, kad mes nieko nenorim gauti atgal.
The only... The only thing is the giving itself is all you need. You don't need something back.
Vienintelis dalykas, kad mes norim duoti, nieko nenorim gauti atgal.
If I want something in return for my love, that's not love, it's lust.
Jeigu turiu kažkokią sąlygą, noriu kažką atgal gauti už savo meilę, tai yra geismas.
Love is when I'm totally satisfied just by the giving.
Meilė, tai reiškia, aš visiškai patenkintas, tiesiog duodamas.
And I don't need anything back from that giving, and that is pure love.
Ir man nieko nereikia atgal, tai yra meilė.
But I can tell you this.
Bet galiu jums pasakyti.
When you can learn how to manifest pure love,
kai išmoksate mylėti tyrai,
then you receive unlimited reciprocation from Krishna.
Tai iš Krishnos gaunate neribotai atgal.
Krishna, who is the Supreme Lord of everything that exists becomes your personal property. He becomes under your direction. So when you purely love Krishna with no thought of anything in return, then Krishna becomes totally your property. When you don't desire anything back, that's when you get everything back. So that is pure love.
So we'll stop here. And we had one. You had one.
One question on the.
One on the internet. We got two more here in the room too. What's the internet question?
Vendra. Alexandra.
What is it?
Alexandra.
Alexander.
Alexandra.
Alejandra in the UK. I tried explaining everything to her, but she was not convinced.
Could you assist me in to give an answer to my mother? She told me that if we must do devotional service to serve God and everything is for His pleasure and for Him, then He is very selfish because how He created everything for Him. He's very selfish.
Yes, Krishna is absolutely selfish. There's no doubt about it.
That is
His position. Everything is His property. He's the enjoyer of everything. That is His position. So we don't defend that Krishna has to, you know, surrender to somebody else. He's the Supreme Lord. Everything is His property. Everybody has a right to enjoy their own property, isn't it? So Krishna is simply enjoying His own property. So that, in that sense, He's not being selfish at all. He's just taking whatever His quota is. Everybody is entitled to their quota. If you exceed your quota, then you're being selfish. So actually, Krishna, so in that sense, Krishna is not at all selfish. Krishna is purely selfless. Because even though He is the owner of everything, and everything is for His enjoyment, He decides to become the devotee of His devotee. So that He can become the selfless servant of His devotee. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He becomes the devotee of His devotee. His devotee, Radharani. He wants to taste her love. She is perfect in selflessness. And he feels that I am being defeated by her love, pure selfless love for me. I want to also taste that selfless love of Radharani. So I will take her mood and her complexion. I will become, she is known as Gaurangi, the beautiful golden-limbed girl. I will become Gauranga, the devotee of Krishna. So if you accuse Krishna of being selfish, he also agrees that just being Krishna is not, I'm not fully satisfied in that position. Therefore, he becomes Lord Chaitanya to become fully satisfied as a servant of his devotee.
Kaltinti Krishna, kad jis yra savanaudis, jis irgi nesidžiaugia pilnai būtų į padėtys, ir dėl to tampa savo atsidavusiu viešpačiu Gauranga.
So, whether Krishna is perfect, either as the supreme selfish or the supreme selfless, and he's perfect in either position.
Jis yra tobulas, ar būdamas tobulų savanaudžio, ar tobulų tarnu.
It really depends, how do you define selfishness? The fact is that Krishna, we meditate on Krishna and Krishna meditates on himself.
Mes medituojame Krishna, o Krishna medituoja į save.
So somebody's saying, well, he's being selfish because he's meditating on himself.
Todėl galim sakyti, kad jis savanaudis, nes jis save medituoja.
But what can he do? He just happens to be God.
Bet ką dabar jam daryti, jis yra Dievas.
So someone may say the king is selfish because he's ruling over the whole kingdom. But that's his position. He's meant to do that. That's his duty.
So actually Krishna is not selfish, he's simply perfectly doing his duty as the Supreme Lord of all existence. If somebody tries to usurp his duty, that is selfishness. To rightfully execute your duty, that is not being selfish. That is being dutiful. And that's how the soul becomes beautiful. By being dutiful.
Ir siela yra gražiai atlikdama savo pareigas.
Why she is a cheater? She's taking Krishna's property and not appreciating.
O kodėl jinai, ta mama, kuri uždavė klausimą, yra sukčiauja? Kodėl jinai ima Krishnos nuosavybę ir nėra dėkinga?
They're taking the property of God and they're finding fault with God.
Yes.
Mes priimam Krishnos.
I mean, she's being selfish.
Krishnos nuosavybę kaip savo. Ir dar kaltinam Krishna, kad jis
savanaudis yra. She's taking the property of God and accusing him of something.
Being selfish, is it?
Mes naudojamės Krishnos nuosavybę, o Krishna kaltinam, kad jis savanaudis. Tai yra sukčiavimas.
Like I go to my neighbor's house and I rob their money and they say, give me money back, and say, why are you being selfish?
Ir kai sako, atiduok tavo pinigus, sako, ko jis tokie savanaudžiai?
Yeah. Yeah. Because he created everything for him. Krishna has created everything for his devotees. He's given full facility to his devotees to be happy. It's not that Krishna wants to enjoy everything by alone. Let's look at it like this. Is the belly being selfish by taking all the food? You may say, well, I'm not going to feed the belly. The belly is just a selfish rascal. My hand says, I'm not going to feed the belly. I'll just squeeze the food in my fingers. Actually, the belly is doing his service. He just happens to be the one who takes all the food, but then he distributes the nutrition to every part of the body. So give this person the example of the belly. Is the belly being selfish by taking all the food? Or is it doing its duty to accept all the food so it can distribute all the nourishment to every part of the body? So Krishna is like the belly, he's not being selfish at all. He's doing the duty to be the recipient of all loving service so that he can distribute the benefits then to all living entities throughout the universe. Those who are intelligent, they surrender to Krishna. Those who feel it foolishly accuse him of selfishness, they don't surrender to Krishna. Like the foolish hand which refused to feed the belly. So in this way we should not be stupid. We should understand that it is our selfishness when we don't surrender to God. It's not his selfishness to be God, it's your selfishness not to surrender to God. So we can stop here. Yes?
Krishna is not taking. I want to mention something.
Okay.
Krishna is not taking like the belly. Krishna is not taking like the belly to distribute to others. It is his own free will that he is distributing from his own emanations.
Krishna yra ne kaip pilvas, jis savo laisva valia viską priima ir dalina kitiems.
Every analogy has its breaking point.
Kiekviena analogija nėra tobula.
But when they have many points in common, we use them. Prabhupada himself used this analogy. So it's a bona fide analogy. Krishna is compared to the belly, and the bodily parts are compared to us.
That is right, but Krishna is not taking and distributing. Krishna has his own.
Well, I can debate that point because when you offer bhajan to Krishna, he gives it back to you. We put the offering on the altar, and it comes back as bhajan. He does distribute it to us.
Not for everybody.
Yes, it is for everyone. They're so foolish, they don't take advantage of it. Krishna is willing to give prasadam to every single living entity in the whole universe, but they're not offering it. That's the problem. He is willing to give prasadam to every single living entity in the whole universe, but they're not offering it. That is the difficulty.
But he is giving food to everybody.
But not prasadam. They're taking it selfishly by not offering it. But he's willing to give it in the form of prasad, which is his full unlimited mercy, for those who know the art of offering it to him first.
Krishna norėtų visiems duoti prasadą, bet žmonės turi išmokti meną, kaip pirmą jam pasiūlyti maistą.
But even the non-devotees, he's giving them their food. That's a thing.
He is distributing indiscriminately everything we need.
Eko bahunam yo vidadati kaman. He's taking care of everyone's, even those who deny his existence. That's how selfless he is.
Krishna rūpinasi visais, net ir tais, kurie neigia jo
egzistavimą. He is so selfless that even you say there is no God, still he's feeding you.
Krishna toks nesavanaudis, kad netgi
he's giving you the air you breathe.
Kad Krishnas nėra, jis duoda orą.
He's giving you a place to live.
Duoda kur gyvent.
Even though you say he doesn't exist, or you say he's selfish.
Net jeigu mes neigiam jo egzistavimą arba sakom, kad jis.
Just see what a rascal you are. You're biting the hand that feeds you.
Žiūrėk, jis tave maitina ir saugo, tu sakai, kad jis savanaudis.
You had something?
Mokytojas dviejose paskutinėse paskaitose minėjo, kad visa esmė mūsų yra džiapos kartojimas ir to džiapos kartojimo visa esmė, kaip intensyviai mes prašom Krišnos malonės. Gal galėtų mokytojas truputėlį plačiau apie tai pasakyti. The last two classes you mentioned that the most important thing is to chant holy name, and while chanting, most important is our mood, how intensely we begging Krishna's mercy. If it is so important, maybe you can a little bit more explain, because it's very rarely can see that many people chanting, but no one is while chanting begging some mercy. It's chanting this as a duty. There is no some feeling inside this.
Well, I tell you, if you were drowning in the ocean,
aš jums pasakysiu, jeigu jūs skęstumėte vandenyne,
how would you, and there was a ship going by,
ir šalia plauktų laivas,
and nobody noticed you there drowning in the ocean,
bet nieks nemato, kad jūs skęstate,
in what mood would you call out for help?
Tai kokiu nuotaiku jūs šauktumėte to laivo pagalbos?
Help.
Padėkit.
Help. 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 Here you go. Help! You would intensely cry out, you wanting somebody in the deck to notice you, so they'll throw you a rope, you're drowning in the ocean. So, my dear devotees, we are drowning right now in the ocean of birth and death. So how intensely you're crawling out for Krishna to pull you out of this ocean.
Kaip intensyviai mes turime šauktis Krishnos, prašydami, kad mus ištrauktų iš to vandenyno.
Help.
Krishna.
Help.
Padėk.
Help. You said the man. You're begging Krishna to save you.
Jūs prašot Krishnos, kad jūs išgelbėtų.
Are you such a dull head?
Ar jūs nesuprantate?
Such a dullard?
Tokia
you don't try to get his attention?
Nesuprantat, kad reikia jo dėmesio šauktis.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Try to understand these ones.
Pabandykit suprast.
You had a question, we make this the last one.
Paskutinis klausimas.
Galiu paklausti. Mes esam sielos, bet gaunam vyro arba moters kūną. Ir, pavyzdžiui, protas arba intelektas mūsų skiriasi, tarkim, moterų ten intelektas silpnesnis arba protas neramus. Tai vat man klausimas būtų, kas įtakoja šitos skirtumus, ar čia nuo kūno priklauso, jeigu gaunam tokį kūną, tai vat ir tokį protą ir intelektą.
We are all the souls, but have different bodies. And man and woman has different intellect and different mind. Why it is like that?
Because you wanted to. Because you had that mentality, Krishna gave you a body suitable for it.
Kadangi mes turėjom atitinkamą mentalitetą, Krišna mums duoda ir tinkamą kūną, nes mes norėjom to.
You got, according to your mental state, you got a suitable body.
Pagal savo mentalinę būseną mes galime.
So there's a certain kind of mental state that gets you a woman's body, a certain kind of mental state that gets you a man's body.
Tam tikras mentalitetas mums dovanoja vyro kūną, tam tikras moters.
It's whatever you're thinking about at the time of death in your previous life.
Atitinkai pagal mūsų mąstymą mirties akimirką praeitą gyvenimą.
So instead of worrying about the past, why did I get a woman's body?
Kodėl aš gavau moterų?
Why did I get a man's body?
Kodėl gavau vyro kūną?
Just get out of this cycle, you see.
Paprasčiausiai reikia ištrūkti.
Get back to pure devotional service.
Ir užsimti rasti moterį.
Get out of this cycle of birth and death.
Ištrūk iš šito gimimo ir mirties rato.
Is that all right?
Ar gerai?
Okay, we'll stop here.
Just awesome.
Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.
His Grace Vasakasha Tasa Pikari Maharaja Ki
Jai.